This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. It's greetings from the Great Lakes region today as we pass the patchwork baton over to Kyle Brooks for a jazz-informed episode of life. Kyle's a saxophonist, composer, educator, and an Indiana University doctoral candidate in jazz performance with minors in music theory and electronic music. For him, here's where it all began.
I remember I got my first guitar when it was like, you know, the little act, the micro-sized guitar when I was like 5 or 6 years old. But then when I got to high school, I started taking saxophone lessons from my first saxophone teacher, Nate Lapine. He was definitely the person I credit with for getting me to not only fall in love with the saxophone, but to fall in love with jazz too. I was already a pretty avid music consumer at the time, having been playing guitar for a while and listening to really a lot of rock and metal. Having that experience of studying with Nate showed me that you get to play this really beautiful music that's jazz, you know, and you get to improvise and you get to do your own thing and express yourself in these really individualistic ways. Granted, you know, I was 14 at the time. I didn't think like that. I just thought, oh, saxophone's cool. It just kind of led to me falling in love with it. And then by the time I was getting ready to wrap up high school and like deciding what I wanted to go to college for, you know, if I wanted to go to college, it just led me to thinking that, like, okay, I could see myself performing, but understanding how hard it is to make a living as a performer, I was starting to fall in love with teaching too. You know, at the time I was drum major of the marching band, which people don't realize it, but that involves a lot of teaching, like leading group rehearsals and things like that. And then on top of it, I was just starting to teach private lessons. That's where I fell in love with education as well. And so that led me to doing a dual degree in education and performance. I gotta say, I really haven't looked back since. You know, I feel like this is the right thing for me, and this is really the only thing I'd want to be doing for a career.
These days, you can find Kyle teaching at Triton College, teaching private lessons, working at a saxophone shop, and on top of that, living that gig life.
I play in this kumba band called Bamboo, based out of Chicago, and the music originates from Mexico. I would call it salsa-adjacent music. There's actually a fairly large improvisational component to the music as well. So, you know, while it hasn't been the forefront of my work lately, playing in that sort of arena has really opened up my perspective to, you know, feeling time in different ways.
There is a certain fluidity to Kyle's treatment of time in his Patchwork Suite variation, specifically in the middle section of the piece, for which the foundation was improvisation.
You know, when I went to record, I came in with a pretty concrete framework of the melody. And then once I got to the B section, I turned the delay effect on, and then I started just like, I had specific guide points that were really marked by the chord changes, and then I would kind of improvise and get my way there. And I ended up doing probably 6 or 7 different takes until, you know, I found one that I really was satisfied with. But of course, as an improviser, you know, you're never going to find that perfect take.
So, after Kyle's charismatic reframing of Madame Pratton's introduction, why the murky waters here in the contrasting section? To answer that question, we've got to look to Kyle's source of inspiration, which was the image of a grinning, gregarious Sammy Davis Jr. This mural by John Vergara is located along Mannheim Road near the Chicago O'Hare International Airport, and it's a familiar sight to Kyle, who has roots there in Chicago.
Ever since I was driving up Mannheim Road pretty regularly. I would pass by this mural almost every day. And it only occurred to me that that was Sammy Davis Jr. a couple years ago when I started getting really into soul music. The more I passed by it, there was one day where I was like, I don't know who that is. And I see that every day. And I went home and I looked it up and, you know, I realized it was Sammy Davis Jr. And it led me to doing a little bit more research on him. The reason why that mural came to me when considering some influences for this composition was the sort of melancholy, balanced nature of his life that I think really resonates with the life and style of Madame Sidney Pratton, in that Sammy Davis Jr. is known for being, you know, an actor and a singer and entrepreneur, you know, really did a wide array of endeavors. But what people don't understand is that he lived a very tumultuous life. He had lost an eye as a child. He was also a Black Jewish one-eyed entertainer in the 20th century America, you know, so he was very much marginalized in his own existence. There's a famous quote that Frank Sinatra said about Sammy that said, "Sammy was always on because he didn't want to deal with the silence." That speaks more to his own introspective nature. And we see this very common in showmen, particularly of 20th century America, of, you know, having a very strong persona within the arena of their performance. But outside of that, you know, he had a very tumultuous life. You know, even being diagnosed with throat cancer as a singer, you know, that's incredibly serious. From what I've gathered on Sammy's life, it inspired him to just lean into this identity of being a pretty, you know, introspective, zen, mindful person that was focused on being in the moment and very present. When it came to the composition itself, I tried to channel some of that balance of having this forward momentum and having this kind of pushing nature to it, especially with the metric modulations, and have that be coupled by this blur of the contrasting section that's filled with delay and uncertainty. You know, I think that is a pretty good representation of the dichotomy of Davis's life.
To present that dichotomy in mood, Kyle leaned into his background in electronic music, designing, applying, and perfecting effects through his digital audio workstation.
I very painstakingly automated all of the effects, especially through the contrasting section, so that it was only on and off in certain moments. And there's a moment there where it gets very delayed and hairy, and then all of a sudden just hits a downbeat very hard. That was a moment where I just like really quickly kind of like pulled the rug out from under and created this contrast with that. And I was actually really, really pleased with how that turned out.
After returning to the primary theme, Kyle extended an open invitation to the next Patchwork Suite composer by suspending his conclusion to the variation.
For me, that was very much the push into, okay, we're not done yet. The listener has other variations to listen to. It was intentionally not a very conclusive statement at the end, but rather a bit of a cliffhanger, if you will.
And so the suite carries on, as does its composer in his artistic pursuits. And now so do we with this next link in the Patchwork Suite sequence. Enough with the teasers, right? Let's hear the whole variation. Thank you. A tribute to Sammy Davis Jr., and Kyle Brooks produced it from its composition, performance, editing, as well as mixing and mastering. And one final note from the composer on experiences that have shaped his artistic ventures to this day.
Despite on paper, you know, it's I spent a lot of time in school, you know, 10 years of jazz school, so to speak. But the formative experiences I've had in music that have led me to develop the compositional voice I'm working on has been not only, you know, my education in the institutions, but also just like being involved with the communities and, you know, going to shows and supporting my friends and making sure my people are good. So I just want to encourage everyone listening to be a part of the community. Don't be shy, you know. Go to your friends' shows and go support live music and, you know, support artists, because we need it now more than ever.
Which is why I'd like to extend my thanks to you for your interest in the Patchwork Suite and to Kyle for his conversation and contribution to the series. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.